I just read about a dog whisperer. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because I've run into too much of this of late where it's some animal whisperer. You know, the other day I was reading about a cat whisperer. So-and-so is a cat whisperer for hire. And I know this all came from the horse whisperer, and I didn't see the movie or read the book, but I kind of know apparently it's some form of communication with these animals that's unlike any kind of communication we've had in the past with these animals. Some highly evolved ability to communicate in a, what is it, in a whisper? Because everybody's a whisperer. And now I'm reading today about a dog whisperer, and I've just about had it with whisperers. And says here, if you think Hollywood celebrities are a neurotic and difficult bunch, try treating the personality disorders of their pets. This woman has to. More and more people are turning to dog whisperer Helen Milan, who offers cryptic wisdom as cameras roll for her television show. She's become a canine psychologist to the stars and a celebrity herself. The Dog Whisperer is her show in its second season. The fascination with pets and their celebrity owners has reached dizzying heights in America, where Paris Hilton and her chihuahua grace magazine covers. And the latest issue of Celebrity Pet Magazine features Jennifer Aniston posing with her terrier. And she's finally decided to just go that direction. The hell with men. But whether their owners are famous or not, pooches become problems usually because of the quirks of their owners, of their human owners, who don't understand the workings of the canine mind. For that, you need the dog whisperer. Yeah. That's too bad. I would like to think, especially with dogs, and I have a dog, I would like to think you don't need to be a special whisperer. I would like to think with dogs, at least with this animal, man's best friend, I would like to think with dogs you could just talk to them the way you talk to your buddies. We should put dogs in a separate category. You'd like to think you don't need the whisperer. Dodger, get over here. I want to talk to you about something. Sit down, Dodger. Can you talk to him that way, too? Is that an option? Dodger, come here. Come here, sport. Hi. Hey, sit down. Sit down. I want to talk to you. No, no, just grab a seat. Sit down. Sit, Dodger. Sit. 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 Good Dodger. Good Dodger. Dodge, what's troubling you? What's bugging you? You seem sort of distracted of late. Everything okay? You want a drink or something? Stay there. I'll go grab a drink for you. Stay there. No, I gotta stay there. Stay. No, stay. Stay. Stay, Dodger. Stay. 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 Okay. Alrighty. There you go. All I had was Budweiser. There you are. Dodge, I have... I've been trying to track the history of this thing with you, and I think it might go back to that traffic accident, the rollover on 94. No, Dodger. No, I didn't say rollover. I mean, I did say rollover, but I didn't mean for you to roll over. No, Dodger. No. Good boy. Just relax. I wanna talk straight with you. I wanna just talk this couple of entities here, BS, and I just want. Can you calm down? Why don't you lie down? Just take a load off, lie down. Lie down, Dodger. Lie down, Dodger. Lie down. Lie down. Lie down. Lie down. Good boy. Good boy. Are you in any kind of pain at all? Is it something Linda or I might have done or said? Just go ahead, speak your mind. Go ahead, Dodger. Speak. Come on, Dodger. Speak. 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 Dodger, speak. Dodger, speak! Well, fine, then. What? I don't know how I'm going to get at the problem here. I don't know that you necessarily want to deal with a dog whisperer. We could go that route, but do you need a dog whisperer, Dodge? Is that what we have to do? They're not cheap, Dodger. They're primarily for Hollywood people. I don't have that kind of money. And I don't see you as the whispered-to type. Dodge, we've always been able to engage in good old-fashioned Kansas plain speak with one another. You know? Let's not lose that. Can we at least keep the lines of communication open here? Let's keep talking. Let's just agree that we're going to keep talking, okay? We shake on it. Let's shake on it. Shake. Dodger, shake on it. Shake. Dodger, shake. Dodger, shake. 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 Good dog. See? Good boy. Good dog. Good dog. See, we don't need to hire a freaking whisperer, do we? Yeah, whisperin's for cats. Whisperin's for Indian yogis who want to pass along some secret karmic message to a sacred cow or something. A man talks to his dog in simple, old-fashioned, Bob Dole-style, Kansas freaking plain speak. With no $10 words and no special whispering tone, no cryptic style designed to somehow meld our consciousnesses or something. Dodger, you're supposed to be man's best friend, and I'm a man, all right? Why would man whisper, huh? Actually, Dodge, I cannot be calling myself your best friend anymore in front of Linda. She heard me last week, and she freaked. She says in a marriage, the spouse has to be the best friend, so I'm not going to use that term when she's around. She says you're a dog who's not going to live much past the next 4 years, and I ought to quit investing so much time and energy into our relationship. She wants me to quit talking to you. She thinks I talk to you too much and it's ridiculous. She'd like me to take you to obedience school like everybody else does. She wants you to quit sleeping in our bed, too. She says she caught me spooning with you again last night. I just felt you were kind of down and a little cold. Dodge, look at me. You don't give me a lot to work with during these conversations, Dodger. Linda says the reason is because you don't know what the hell I'm saying to you. That you don't know what's going on here. If I started to whisper to you, would you open up a little bit? Because I got to tell you, if Linda catches me kneeling here, whispering into your ear, she's going to file for divorce, Dodge. Yeah. She saw dog hair on the toilet seat again last night. She knows I've been letting you use it. And I do it because I love you, Dodge. I love you. I want what's best for you. But I also have a wife, and she's looking at me real funny these days. She's distancing herself from me, I think. Spending more and more time with Ricky's soccer coach. And I'm a little worried. I can't seem to keep everybody happy. Which has me kind of down. Dodge, would you lick me? Just right there on the cheek. Just give me a little kiss, Dodge, will you? That's a good boy. That's a good boy. I didn't even have to whisper. I didn't whisper there. Did I? See, you're a Kansas plain speaker, Dodge. I told Linda that. You're a good old-fashioned Kansas plain-speaking dog. Good boy.